I'm interested in becoming a dentist and I want to work in rural health. Dentistry has always been something in my family. My dad's a dentist. I have three cousins who are dentists and all of them are really active in outreach. And so I kind of got introduced to it that way. And my dad actually ended up getting his MPH right before his dental degree. And we were kind of talking about what I should do after undergrad, because honestly, I didn't really know what direction I wanted to go in. So I was told him I was interested in, you know, working in rural public health dentistry. And we kind of just came up with the idea of, you know, getting my MPH before I went off and did dental school. So that's kind of the direction I went in with it.
And I am a totally different direction. So a year before graduating my undergrad, I had no idea what I wanted my next steps to be. I know I wanted to do something that helped people and I wanted to see an impact on the lives that I was working with. So I decided I was going to law school and I got all the way up until WVU Law Day, which is right before you start applying and you get to take like mock classes and tour the building and everything. And I'm super excited to go. But as soon as I walked in, I was like, this just doesn't feel right. This isn't the kind of work that I want to be doing. I want to make a really big impact. And while, you know, like defending someone in court is a very important job, it just wasn't for me. And I kind of knew that as soon as I walked through those doors. So that night I was panicking. I was doing a bunch of research and the School of Public Health popped up on my like search history. And so I started scrolling through it and I fell onto the social and behavioral emphasis and I completely fell in love. I was like, this is exactly to a T what I want to do. And I was super excited about it. I chose social and behavioral because that is the emphasis that is the boots on the ground. You're actually going to be in the field implementing and talking with community ambassadors and things of that nature. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be the person they could go to for help, the person that they could lean on for help.